From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. It's looking like superhero summer at the movies. First, the Avengers set box office records with a six-pack of heroes in spandex. In 2 weeks, those records are expected to fall to the final chapter in Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy, The Dark Knight Rises. And today marks the reboot of the most popular comic book movie series ever, The Amazing Spider-Man. Critic Bob Mondello suspects that moviegoers will find themselves caught in its web all over again.
I know you're skeptical. Broadway's Spider-Man started singing about webs less than 2 years ago. Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man was last slinging webs just 5 years ago. And here comes another spider dude already? This Andrew Garfield guy had better be really something, right? Well, as it happens, he is.
Hey, watch out! I'm swinging here! I'm swinging here!
Garfield's no younger than Maguire was when he first played Peter Parker, the slightly stir-crazy kid who gets bitten by a radioactive spider and starts climbing the walls more literally than most high schoolers. But Garfield is a lot more appealing and is also one thing that Maguire kind of wasn't. He's convincing as a teenager, skinny and lanky as if he's just shot up 3 inches and is still growing into the extra height. Garfield's web crawler is also a skateboarder, so suddenly having sticky fingers and toes definitely comes in handy. Super strength, too, though you get the sense that he'd trade it for a little super confidence around the girl he has a crush on.
Want to what?
I don't know.
Of course, super shyness has its appeal, too.
Or we could do something else, or we could, if you don't, we could...
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, either one.
Okay, all right, good. Sounds good.
Garfield and Emma Stone are terrific together, and they're surrounded by performers with the acting chops to root a comic book narrative in the real world. Sally Field and Martin Sheen as Aunt May and Uncle Ben. Rhys Evans as a one-armed doctor who has good reason to wonder about the ability of geckos to regrow a missing tail.
I long to fix myself. I want to create a world without weakness.
Grand plans to go with a new backstory about Peter's scientist dad, new gadgetry for web-slinging, new subtext about abandonment issues, all of which means director Mark Webb, and yes, that's his real name, isn't just reweaving the origin tale spun by Sam Raimi 10 years ago. Webb's only previous feature, a quirky little indie romance called 500 Days of Summer, hardly seems to qualify him to make a special effects blockbuster, but a youthfully quirky vibe turns out to be just right for the story's romance.
How did you get out there?
Fire escape.
It's 20 stories.
Your doorman's intimidating.
And doesn't hurt when Webb is, say, imagining the kinship that crane operators might feel for a guy who swings from tall buildings. It's only when the rules of the genre require that our hero meet a giant lizard atop a skyscraper that the Amazing Spider-Man gets a little less amazing. There are only so many ways to bring the characters back down without bringing the audience down. Still, this origin story has had enough nice surprises by that point that even those who like their genre plot lines very taut will be inclined to cut The Amazing Spider-Man a little slack. I'm Bob Mondello.